Paul, what's the overriding emotion at the end of that game?
A little bit disappointed, but it shows you that we're doing the right things to be disappointed with a point against a top team in this league.
That because you took the lead twice?
Yeah, we did. And look, you've got to give them credit. There were the two quality goals that they scored that were top class, and sometimes there's not a lot you can do about that. But as a rule, I'm really, really happy with the players today. You know, we tried a new system today. We wanted to be bold, we wanted to be brave and get after them. And, you know, for the majority of the game, it worked.
There really isn't much you can do about those goals they scored, because with the balls into the box, you seem to be coping.
Yeah, and I've got to give a lot of credit to the players, you know, and we've only worked with the three up top and Kiko, Theo and Brownie, with Richie in behind them. You know, we've not done a lot of work with that, but the players have got to take a lot of credit for going out there and putting what we're asking them to do into practice in the match, you know. And without the ball, I thought we defended well, because they've got some good players in their team. And with the ball, we caused them all sorts of problems, and it's shown that game by game and week by week that we're getting better and we can be competitive in this league.
Not often you see Darius Henderson bossed in a game like that by Bongani Kamalo today. He really had a good one, didn't he?
He did. Bong's has been top class since he came in, you know. And the one thing, when you initially get a player in on loan, it takes them 3, 4, 5 games sometimes to get into the stride. Mm. You know, and we're seeing that what a good player Bongs is now. You know, and it bodes well for the other players in the team. You know, Kiki will get better, Reese will get better, and the new lads that have come in will get better the more time we have together.
How pleased were you with Makeda today? I know he's scored 2 goals, but his general play as well, that was up to scratch as well, was it?
It was. You know, Kiko will get better. He's got quality. We've seen that already in training. We've seen the 2 finishes today, you know, and people might say there were a couple of tap-ins, but you've got to be in that position to put them in. And once you get there, you've got to make sure you score, and he's done that. So we're really, as a staff, we're really pleased with the players. You know, we've had a tough week and should have got something at Watford. Got a point today, which could have possibly been 3, and they're 2 of the top teams that will right be up there.
They look a threat, don't they, Robinson and Makeda, when they're counter-attacking with that kind of pace and that kind of power as well?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, and the players are really responsive in what we want them to do. You know, I've got to say that even the boys who had to come on the pitch were top class and how disciplined they were. The ones that were left out, their attitude's been top class. And, you know, there's a fantastic spirit in the club at the minute. I still think we can get better with them without the ball, but we're getting there.
Was the selection today with Nottingham Forest your opponents in mind, or was it more about what you had at your own disposal today?
What we wanted to do was, we were at home, we knew there was going to be a big crowd, and we wanted to get after them and be positive. You know, we wanted to be brave, we wanted to be bold in what we were doing, and as I said, sticking the 3 centre-forwards up top and Richie in behind them caused them a lot of problems, and defensively the boys done their work as well. You know, and the more we play, the more different systems we try out. You know, the better we're going to be, because you have to adapt in games. We've had to adapt a couple of times today, as Forest have, and it takes good players to do that.
Was it hard to leave David Cottrell and James Coventry on the bench?
Really hard. I had a good chat with both of them yesterday, because the one thing they have been doing is working ever so hard for the team. And when I talk about players not being in the team and their reaction and how they do their attitude and their professionalism has been top class.
A good preparation today for a big derby next week at Hillsborough.
Yeah, and you know, we've got to go there in a positive frame of mind, you know, and keep the belief that we're doing the right things and we can still get better.
Reece Wibara came off for Paul Quinn. How's he looking?
Yeah, he's okay. Reece has done well to put himself out there today, you know, because he's got a really, really nasty one in his foot the other night there, and he's had an injection to play, you know, so it just shows you the sort of character that we've got and that we're creating right throughout the squad.